A woman in Argentina appears to have cured herself of HIV without drugs or any other treatment. In a paper published Monday in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine, scientists say she is the second person believed to have fought off the virus with her own immune system, raising hopes for future treatments. Megan Molteni wrote about this for our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Megan, this is absolutely fascinating. Who is this woman doctors are calling the Esperanza patient?
So she's in her early 30s, and she lives in the city of Esperanza, which is about 300 miles northwest of the capital, Buenos Aires. In 2013, her boyfriend, who she'd been dating for about 2 years, tested positive for HIV, but she never developed any symptoms, and tests never turned up any detectable levels of virus. So the only evidence that she'd ever been infected was antibodies her body had developed. And so scientists became really interested and have been studying her for a number of years.
And just to give a sense of how rare this is, I mean, this phenomenon has only been reported once before. In 1992, Laureen Willenberg from San Francisco became the first person to recover from HIV without drugs or surgery. How do scientists explain how these patients' apparently remarkable immune systems are able to do this?
Yeah, so both of them are the rarest of a rare subset of HIV-positive individuals who scientists call elite controllers. As far as their best estimates, that these people make up about 0.5% of the 38 million HIV-infected people on the planet. And basically, for a long time, scientists believed that HIV could never fully be cured because the virus has this trick of inserting its own genetic code into the human chromosome so that even once your immune system is cleared up an active infection, these latent versions of the virus can spring into life at any moment. And so scientists have been studying these elite controllers and discovered that they tend to be able to lock these latent copies into what they call gene deserts, which are places that don't get expressed. And so that effectively prevents the virus from ever causing disease. And right now, scientists think there's something really special about how these people's T cells attack the virus in the early stages of disease that lead to this. But they're still just at the beginning of trying to answer the question of how exactly these people do this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question for everybody else who is not an elite controller, as the term goes, are they flukes? I mean, what can you do with it? I mean, the researchers you've spoken with, I know, are pretty optimistic about finding advances by studying these people that could transform the way we think about HIV. So what does that outlook look like?
I think the people who I've spoken to expect to find more people like this once we start looking. And then the techniques for, you know, being able to look into these individual cells and see what's going on are only getting better. And so the expectation is that we'll find more people like the Esperanza patient and like Laureen and be able to learn from them. And once you've assembled, there are scientists studying different cohorts of people around the world, not just people whose own immune systems have done this kind of spontaneously, but also people who've been on antiretroviral drugs for a long period of time and are able to control the disease effectively, without drugs. And so by looking at all these different groups of people, they're trying to develop ways to look for patterns, to see if there are things that, you know, these people inherited in their own DNA, or if there's just something about the way their immune systems are calibrated. And so we're kind of at the leading edge of new research into potential cures for everyone living with HIV.
That's Megan Molteni with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Megan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.